ಕಟಿಮಾನಯೋಗ ನಸಾಂಕಂ ಧರ್ಮಬುದ್ಧವ ನಶ್ರದ್ಧಾಯ ತಪಸ್ಯಾವ ಯಥಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಮಮೋದಿತಾ. ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಸೊ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ವರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ದಟ್ ಸಿಮಿಲಿ ದಟ್ ಲಾದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಫೋರ್ ಟ್ರೈನಿಂಗ್ about the poverty stricken man, that you are a very rich man's son. Your father has caused so much wealth, but you do not know, therefore you are suffering. To be poor man in this world, material world, is a task for ordinary general people. Those who are spiritually and rich, they have nothing to do with this poverty or richness of this material world. But those who are under the concept of material life, poverty is a curse for them. So, living entity, they are not meant for being poverty stricken, because they are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Provider. Therefore, he has, by his birthright, to enjoy the God's property. That is the law. But, under a spell of illusion, we have forgotten our relationship with the Supreme Father. Therefore, we are suffering. This is the diagnosis. Now, we have to find out how to go home, back to go, back to home, back to Godhead. That should be the mission of human life. Never mind under what circumstances and why we are in contact with this material world, but we should come to this point by the instruction of the astrologer, like Vedic literature. Just like the astrologer is giving hint to the poor man. Similarly, the Vedic literature is also giving us hint, astrological instruction, that we can become the richest by reviving our lost relationship with our father. So, that process of refining, there are different paths, different rituals. So, Lord Chaitanya says that no other method, not Chaitanya, but the Vedic literature says. So, he is quoting one evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam. Nasadhayati manas yoga. The Lord says that the yoga process cannot achieve success in reaching me. Na sankhyam. Sankhyam means philosophical speculation. That also cannot reach me. Na dharma. Dharma means religious principles. Uddhava, O my dear Uddhava. This is an instruction, just like Lord Krishna gave instruction to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, he gave instruction to one of his cousin brother, whose name was Uddhava. And that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in course of that instruction, he says, my dear Uddhava, yoga cannot achieve me. Neither Sankha. Sankha means, yoga means, real yoga means connect, class. Real yoga means class, addition. Just like in mathematics, you have addition and subtract. that at the present moment we are in suppressed. God minus myself. I have no sense of God. Therefore, I am in minus condition. So yoga means God plus I. That is the real meaning of yoga. So long I was God minus, now God plus. But you must always remember, in the spiritual, absolute sense, God plus me is also God. And God minus me is also God. When I am minus, that does not mean God has lost some of his capacity. No, he is full. And when I am plus, it does not mean that God has increased in some capacity. No. A very good example is given. Ahujjamana salapratishtha. Just like the ocean, Atlantic Ocean. During summer season, rainy season, millions of tons water is evaporated by the sun to create clouds. But if you see the Atlantic Ocean, it is the same. Similarly, after rainy season, millions of tons of water are poured into the ocean by overflow of rivers, but still you see, the ocean is the same. In the material world, if you can find out such things, that an ordinary ocean, I say ordinary because there are millions of oceans floating in the air. Therefore, you should not be very much astonished to see the Atlantic Ocean. Within this space, even within this material space, we have got millions and trillions of oceans like Atlantic, just like a drop of water, less than that, an atomic portion of water there floating in the air. That is the potency of God. So, yoga means God plus myself. Plus myself. The system is those who are too much engrossed with this bodily conception of life, for them, yoga system is very good. Because it is a practice to withdraw the senses from their engagement in the external world to the inside. Tapya and dhyana, yam yam asan pranayam dhyana dharana pratyahara samadhi. There are 8 different stages of yoga practice. The first practice is yam. Yam yam. Under regulative principle, one has to try anywhere to control the senses. About eating, about sleeping, about working, these are called yam yam. Then there are different kinds of sitting postures. They are called asana. So yam yam means the first principle of yoga is to abstain from sex life. That is real yoga. Those who are indulging in sex life, intoxication, and so many nonsense things, they have no chance for any success in yoga. Well, this is called yam yam. And then after controlling, after sitting, then one has to sit nicely in a secluded place, in a sanctified place, and sit straight with your neck, head and the body in one straight line. Then you have to see the tip of your nose without closing your eyes and not opening your eyes. If you open your eyes, then all these material manifestations will disturb you. And if you close your eyes, then you snap. I've seen so many yogis are doing that. Yes. So these are the process. Then, then concentration of the mind. Then what is the purpose of concentrating the mind? Just to find out myself where I am within this world. And then find out where is law. This is the perfection of law. Simply that I am doing all nonsense all day and night and I am attending yoga class, paying $5 to the class, and I am thinking, oh, I have a great glory. It's all nonsense. Yoga is not so easy thing, you see. So simply this is simply exploiting the so-called society. I tell frankly, the society of the cheater and the cheated. That is, this is not the process of yoga. So yoga process is very difficult for at the present moment. Yoga, because it is stated in the Vedic literature, that is an approved method. That's all right. But that method is very difficult in the modern age to perform. What to speak of us, even 5,000 years before, when the circumstances were more favorable and people are not so polluted and they were advanced in so many things, still, at that time, a personality like Arjuna, he refused. When Krishna asked him that you become a yogi like this, he said it is not possible for me. It is not possible for me. So, this is an endeavor to practice yoga in this age, which was refused by a personality like Arjuna. So yoga is not at all possible. It was possible in the Satya Yuga, when every man was in the modes of goodness. Every man was highly elevated. The yoga process is meant for the highly elevated personality, not for ordinary man. So, even that yoga practice is done very nicely and perfectly, that cannot take you to the supreme law that is denied here. What to speak of this pseudo yoga process? Even if you perform it rightly, even if you do it nicely, perfectly, still you cannot reach God. That is denied here. Na sadhayati mana yoga, na shankha. Shankha means just a discriminate what is spirit and what is matter. That is called shankha. Dhammakhyapayate. So, by philosophical speculation, this process is. Now, what is that philosophical speculation? What is this material world that divided into 24 parts, this material world? What are those? The first thing is that what we see, the five material elements, the earth, water, fire, air, ether, these are material elements. These are static. Then, finer than the ether is the mind, then finer than the mind is the intelligence, and finer than the intelligence, one of the ahankar. Ahankar means ego. Oh, your false conception that I am this matter. These are eight elements. Then, your senses. Five working senses and five knowledge acquiring senses. Just like our eyes, ear, tongue, and all the five senses are acquiring knowledge. And five senses, just like hands, legs, and evacuating all genitals. These are five senses by which we are enjoying or suffering. And the five objects of senses. What is that? Form, root of taste, smell, root of sabda, sound, spots of touch. So these five. So 5 plus 11 and mind. 5 plus 11 equals 16, and these 8 elements 24. The whole material world is analyzed into 24 parts. That analytical study is called Samkhya. Samkhya Paditi Samkhya. Complete full analysis of the whatever your experience. And above that, oh, that spirit soul. Above that. Because these 24 elements, they are combination. Whatever we are thinking, whatever we are seeing in this material world, we are combination of these 24 elements. And above that, there is the soul. And above that, there is God. So, Shanghai, those are simply analyzing this material world. They cannot find out what is soul. Sankhya means the material scientist, one may, you may call. Material scientists, they are simply studying this material object. They have no information about that. They have no information. Now, I am talking with you. So, they cannot explain what is that thing which is talking. They cannot analyze this body, medical doctor. After dissecting this body, they cannot find out what is the spiritual force, what is working, that they cannot. So, because they cannot find out even the particles of the Supreme Lord. We, living entities, we are all particles of the Supreme Lord. So if they cannot find out the particles, what there is chance to find out God? So they cannot also find out God. Neither this yogi, they cannot find out the Supreme Lord. Neither these materialists who are simply analyzing these material elements, they cannot. Pancha, dharma. Dharma means rituals. Everyone has got some truth. And faith means, just like Hindus are going to the church, in the temple, and the Christians are going to the church, or Muslims, they are going to the mosque, with the idea that faith is God. That is, of course, beginning. Nice. But because they are trapped in simply the rituals, they have no other further knowledge, so that also cannot help to reach, because they are trapped. Every religious faith, because this, of course, that conviction must be there. But they do not try to make any further advance. They think that here it is ended. Everything is ended. Therefore, they cannot make any progress. Please sit down. Don't. they cannot help. Then sadhaya means study of this Vedic literature. Without any guidance, if you just like so many ladies and gentlemen, they purchase books from the market. They have heard that Bhagavad Gita is very nice book. So sadhaya means studying the scriptures. Studying the Vedic literature, that is called sadhara. Sadhara and tapa. Tapa means penance. Somebody is fasting, somebody in the solitary place, in the jungle, they are meditating. So many, there are causes of penances and austerities and tyaga and renunciation, just like sannyasi. Renounced all of life. So Lord says, all these processes, the yoga process, the samkhya process, the ritualistic process, or studying the Vedas, are undergoing severe type of penance and austerity, all these processes, the mind together and individually, they are not and be suitable for achieving me. They are not. So practically, every process is condemned here by this Guru. Condemned in this sense, that they can approach to a certain degree, certain extent towards the final goal. But that process will never be able to achieve to the final goal unless this devotional process is added there. Plus this much, this devotional, this Krishna consciousness. Because ultimately it is Krishna, the Supreme Lord, as we have several times discussed this verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Bhavanam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Maam Prapadyate. After many, many births, those who are actually intellectual, they come to me and surrender to God, that here is Vasudeva Sarvaniti, God is everything, then he surrenders. So one has to come. Maybe you go by the yoga process, maybe you go by the philosophical process, maybe you go by the ritualistic process, maybe that you go by penances and by study. But unless you reach to this point of Krishna consciousness, your attempt, not failure, but there are different degrees. It is the people are satisfied with that different degree only. They hardly they try to reach the final goal. But if anyone wants to reach the final goal, then he has to take this process of Krishna consciousness. Bhakti, Mamurjita. That process alone can take you to the Supreme Lord. So those who are intelligent, they take this simple process. Now, especially in this age, even you cannot perform any other process. You cannot perform perfectly yoga. You cannot perform the religious rituals. Neither you can study. The circumstances are so unfavorable that these processes are not possible in this age. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, by his causeless mercy, he has given us this process. Harim nama, harim nama, harim nama, iva kevalam. Kalo nasti, iva nasti, iva nasti, bhagati jannatha. This age, actually, harim nama, simply by chanting the holy name. Harim nama, simply by chanting the holy name. Harim nama, again, try. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna. Harim nama, harim nama, harim nama, iva kevalam. You should always do this. Kalo, in this sense, nāsteva, there is no other alternative. Nāsteva, there is no other alternative. Nāsteva, there is no other alternative. Three times again. Nāsteva, 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 gatiyan, matha. There is no other process. So these are stressed by the Vedic literature. This verse is quoted from Brihat Naradiya Purana. Out of 18 Puranas, this is Brihat Naradiya Purana also. So, this is recommended. So, Lord Chaitanya's recommendation also is corroborative. He is not recommending this process by manufacturing himself, but he is quoting from the authorized teacher and authorized sources so that people can accept it. So, we should accept this process. Harin nama, harin nama, harin nama, iva kevalam. Karo nasti, iva nasti, iva nasti, iva gati jannatha. And practically see that this is the only process for swiftly realizing the Supreme Truth, Absolute Truth. So, this is all of Krishna consciousness very seriously and sincerely. Thank you. Any questions?